got everything from your garden stored down cellar? Mm. How would it be stored, in bins?
Yeah, sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah, dirt cellar, no cement bottom.
Keep things cold?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Were the berries that you canned growing right around the house, the blackberries and the raspberries?
No, you'd have to go out in the field and get them on somebody else's land. Mm-hmm. All kind of berries.
People probably picked anywhere they could find them.
Yeah. Days. Mm-hmm. Nobody ever cared then whether you went burying on their land or not.
No.
Now they have it posted.
Yeah.
Nobody goes to pick them. They rot on the bushes.
They don't pick blueberries as much as they used to.
No.
No kind.
Why should they?
There was loads of
blackberries.
Hand
it right out to them. They don't have to do that.
Beautiful blackberries this year, and people have families, but if they wanted to, they could save a lot like that. But they don't try to. Mm-hmm. We did at home. I remember when we were little, my mother used to even dry blackberries, and her cans would be all filled up. She used to dry the blackberries.
Did you live in Westfield too?
No, I lived in Port Covington.
Mm-hmm. How would she dry them?
Put them on racks. Like your dry apples, them dry.
Mm-hmm.
Wash them when you want to use them. Soak them out and wash them, same as you would the apples.
Was your life very different living in Fort Covington than his in Westville?
We always lived on quite a large farm. It was quite a little different.
Mm-hmm.
But we had, what was it, 262 acres, wasn't it? Mm-hmm. Where my father lived, my mother. And then we bought that after, George and I bought that farm afterwards. He used to have about 30 or 40 head of cattle every winter. He'd winter that man anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And didn't have any silo, but we raised a lot of grain and corn and stuff like that.
Did you have much contact with the Indians as a girl out there in Fort Covington?
No. The only time we ever had any contact with the Indians is that every year they came to the farm and Dad would go out in the woods with them and they'd pick out those trees that they used to make baskets with.
Black ash.
Black ash, right.
Black ash.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only time that we ever had any contact with Indians.
They'd go all over the county here and do that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That certain kind of wood. They trimmed, I guess, most every bit of it out of their woods. There was quite a lot of woods on the farm.
Did they dress more like Indians are supposed to dress, those
Why?
People?
Why? Ordinary. Same as anybody dresses.
Mm-hmm.
They never had any feathers on them, or their hats, or their bodies, or any place.
Mm-hmm.
Never see any difference in their dressing. But their features were a lot different than other people.
Mm-hmm.
And they talked different.
They talked their own language in those days.
Well, ones used to come to our place used to speak English pretty good. They'd know enough to know what they wanted and tell Dad what they wanted.
Mm-hmm.
We always kept us in baskets that way. They'd pay for the trees and baskets, you know.
Uh-huh. Did they come to your place and try and get the black ash?
No. Well, after I moved on the farm, she, speaking of, they come up and bought ash of me.
Mm-hmm. When you were a boy, did most of the boys wear wool clothes?
No. No. And then all went barefooted.
I wondered if when he was a boy, most of his friends wore wool clothes for people his age.
No, we never did. I always wore knee pants, cotton pants, blue drilling mostly.
Blue drilling? Hmm. Your mother make most of those, or were they for sale in the stores? She made most.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, she made all our clothes, shirts and pants. Knit the socks and mittens.
Mm-hmm. Did they wear long underwear in those days?
Yeah, in the wintertime.
Yeah, have to.
Still lose the winter off. Mm-hmm. We did it last winter, all right.
About how old were you when you went to school?
Oh, I went to school till I was 14.
Mm-hmm. You started about 5?
15, I guess. I worked for Stewart and went to school one winter before I quit school.
You started about age 5?
No, I think I was 6.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I didn't start till I was 8.
Mm-hmm. People did start later in those days. Mm-hmm. In some ways that's good.
Neither, you didn't have to start until you were 8 years old in high school days. But I wouldn't go to school until my sister Bess went to school. She was 2 years younger than I.
We had boys went to our school 21 years old the last year I went.
Yes.
They give the teacher any trouble?
No. Mm-hmm. No, sir.
What school was this that you went to first?
Westville Center. The last one I went to. Mm-hmm. They got it for a firehouse now.
Yeah. Was the first one you went to smaller than that?
No, big school. It was about 39 scholars and one teacher. Mm-hmm.
She always had her hands full.
At school, I think there was about, say, for them, probably 30 seats, double seats. Mm-hmm. 60.
Mm-hmm. You say they have their hands full. Some of the teachers I went to school taught the 9th grade in some of the studies. And she even taught music in school, anywhere from the 1st grade right through. Mm-hmm. Now, she had her hands full of everything she did. But she did it very well. And you take all those classes, and today some of the teachers only have one class to teach.
Yeah.
One subject, I mean.
In college, sometimes they only have 3 classes a week.
Yeah. What a difference. I had college boys that boarded here when we had Clarkson College, annex. And my sister and I were eating dinner here one night, and they were talking about what they were studying. Bess and I looked surprised. And they said, boys, we told them, they said, boys, you know, we studied that in the old red schoolhouse. And we had been in the same study when we went to the country school. It was taking up the same studies that they were taking up in college. By golly, it was queer. I thought it was funny. Mm-hmm. I don't think they were any farther advanced in lots of ways than we were. Yet they were in college.
Can you remember some of the teachers you had?
Yeah, I was just going to say, I went to 2 man teachers. One was Allie Lawrence from Bangor. The other was Arthur Reinhardt. He was from Westville. And there was Ella Hughes, Jesse Broughton, and this one from Constable. Marion Wilbur, Jella Wade.
Jella Wade.
I guess that's it. You know, I only went to school about 8 years. Mm-hmm.
Did you like most of these people, or were they sort of ugly to get hard to get along with? You liked most of them. Mm-hmm. What was your favorite subject?
My favorite subject?
Yeah.
Spelling.
Yeah, a lot of people like spelling.
Spelling or reading. Mm-hmm.
They have spelling bees?
Yeah, we used to have spelling class every night, you know, line up. Mm-hmm. Did head marks?
Head marks?
Yeah.
What are they? Called
head mark. Whoever's the best speller, you go at the head of the class.
Yeah.
If you missed a word, you'd have to go down one.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I was the best speller that term when I went to Allie Lawrence.
Uh-huh.
And I got 25 cents for it.
You did better than I. I won a prize for being getting the most head marks, we call them. And I got the story of Black Beauty.
Mm-hmm.
I loved that story. I was all quite young then.
I used
I'm
to
not
build
a good speller today. I'm a poor speller.
I used to build the fires there when Lawrence taught school. I think I got $5 a term.
Mm-hmm.
Building fires, schoolhouse, sweeping, dusting.
You'd have to get in early in the morning?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And had the school heated up by 9 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. How'd you happen to get that job?
Well, I was about the only one wanted.
Uh-huh.
I lived the nearest to school.
Mm-hmm. What kind of a stove did it have?
Oh, it had a big box stove.
Pot belly, there you go.
Put in a 3-foot stick in it. All this 4 foot long, 3 foot high, 2 foot wide.
Mm-hmm. Did they have ink wells in the desks?
Mm-hmm.
Did they have ink wells in the desks?
Yeah, one school they did, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The last school I went to, Westville.
But the first one didn't?
We never did at home.
Did you usually write on slates or on paper in school?
Slates, first part of my education. And paper the last time I went to school.
Mm-hmm. Did the books come from the stores?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and you had to pay for them too.
Yeah. How much would they cost?
Oh, not very much.
Well, if you had a large family, that was hard on you.
They're quite expensive today. I remember.
Oh, mine. Well, Eben, my brother went to school a while, I did, but the rest of them were all out of school and gone before I began to go to school.
Mm-hmm. What kind of games did you play at recess?
Oh, we played Hilldale.
Hilldale?
Hilldale.
What's that?
Well, you choose up sides, 15, 20, whatever scholars you have. Get on the side and let's see. When somebody says, let's go, and you go. And you want to get the other side. If one of them fellas touches you, you got to go to their side.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And when you get them all over, well, you've won the game. Boy, that used to be a rough game.
It's similar to football. I mean, it could be football could have been taken from something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Then in the wintertime, we used to play Fox McGee's.
Yeah.
Get down the big snowbank there and make a circle about 4 or 5 rods and have six points crossing there, see? Six, and one to stand on each place there. You start to run to one place, somebody to run and get your place. Well, this fellow would be in the center, he wouldn't have no place. Snow clear to our knees.
Mm-hmm.
We just enjoyed it. And then another sport was down to Westville there. There was a big hill right back at the barn. And the snow would come, we'd go out there, make a path down through there, put water on it at night. Next morning we'd go down, stand up the top of the hill and slide down on our feet, you know. Gee. You go about 4 rods, you know. Boy, you would go, what I mean.
Mm-hmm. Did you have sleds?
No, standing right up on our feet.
Just like skiing, only without the skis.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Skis was a barrel stave them days.
Yeah. Yeah.
Snowshoes.
Did you have a leather strap on the barrel stave to keep you going?
Yeah. Yeah. Either that or a bag string.
Mm-hmm.
Or a dish pan, where you slide down in the dish pan once in a while.
Yeah.
Now they have these saucers.
Mm-hmm. Which is the same idea.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's where they got the idea from. Probably seen me
slide. Are more creative, I think, than the children of today are. Even though they learn a lot, they're not very creative about. We had to, as we were youngsters, create our own amusements and, mm-hmm. and our own things, like different things that we did. But not today. You can't feed the children today, no matter what you buy for them. They want something more. They're all the same, but new.
Did you have any swings or things like that in the schoolyard?
Just a rope swing.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't have any school. Oh, we'd have a Sunday school picnic, but we'd put up the swings wherever we went. That's the only swinging we ever done them days.
Uh-huh. Did you play baseball a lot?
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Used to call him Babe Ruth.
Over the fence was out them days.
He was a good baseball player. I don't mean any. That's years ago.
They played baseball in school? In recess?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What was Christmas like?
Oh, we always had a program on Christmas, the church.
Mm-hmm.
The school was, each one get up and recite a recitation, and that'd be it for school. And they'd have a grab bag, go down and grab out a present.
Would they have Santa come?
Mm-hmm.
Would they have Santa come? Santa Claus?
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Would he be dressed in red, or would he have
a... Oh, yes, he'd have a real old Santa suit on.
Huh. Mm-hmm. What was going on at the church? What'd they do with the church?
Oh, we got the big Christmas tree and big program there. A lot of people to take parts. I always had a part in it.
What would you play? What would you be?
Oh, it's... I had a song to sing. I don't just remember the words now. Florence Avery was Answer Me.
Mm-hmm.
And I belonged to, what club was it, the Westville Club there? Entertainment. We used to go to Bangor and Trot River.
What play did you put on at that time?
What?
What was the name of the play you people from Westville put on at that time?
I forget. I remember I am the gallant king's own knight who needs no introduction here. That was the beginning of my part, anyway.
Oh, your song that you sang. I can't
Saints
remember.
Saints Reputation
I never
Fair.
Before I knew you.
Can you repeat any more of that? The last line was about Reputation Fair.
Yeah. I am again. Has reached by now your busy sphere. I had a bee's nest, that's what it was. I use these little pills for squills for pills. In these compartment, pour my squills. I'll place where hornets hid their wings, a balm for all their stings.
Hmm.
Yeah, I had a big bee's nest, come to think about it. You know, you've seen them out hanging
yeah.
on the limb.
Yeah.
I know you played it at North Bangor. I don't know any other places where you played any other place.
This wasn't a Christmas play. It was a
regular play.
Ordinary play. If you put on
no,
any
that is a Christmas one, the one I'm just telling you about.
Oh, that was Christmas.
Bee's Nest, yeah. That was mm-hmm. a Christmas carol.
Mm-hmm. You'd put that on not only in Westville, but in Bangor?
No, not that one.
Oh. That was Westville.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's the church at Westville.
Mm-hmm.
But what was the name of the one you went put on in Bangor?
I forgot now. There was a big sleigh load went up. 12 of us put on that play at Bangor, and it snowed so that night we had to stay up there.
In the church or at somebody's house?
No, somebody's house. We divided up.
Mm-hmm. At home, did you have to hang up your stocking?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Was it the custom then to have Christmas trees at home?
No, not so much.
Mm-hmm.
No, just the stocking was the limit.
What would you get? Oranges? Things like that?
Oh, candy. I got a pair of skates one Christmas, which delighted me to no extent.
Me too. The worst pair I ever got, brother. I was in high heaven. The Christmas was a wonderful day at home. Always.
Did the presents come wrapped or just unwrapped?
Well, most of them were wrapped.
Mm-hmm. Christmas dinner was probably pretty big.
Yeah, I bet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I always had what they called meat pie on Christmas. The French folks. My folks.
Mm-hmm. Your mother had French traditions.
Mm-hmm.
Your mother had a French heritage.
Yeah.
So she would have French food sometimes. Would that be pork pie or beef pie?
Pork.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
What other French food did she serve?
Well, now we'd have we'd kill a hog. Most always. In the fall of the year, she'd eat that spare rib. Cut that spare rib and have that for Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And there's that's about all, but beside the meat pie, they used to call it in French, tourtière. Tourtière.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know all that meat pie or what it is.
Did she speak French?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
My grandmother lived with us for 20 years and she couldn't talk English, French. All.
So she was from Canada?
No, yeah. She's from La Prairie, Canada, my grandmother, mother's mother.
Did she ever tell you about the days in Canada?
No.
How they were?
Mm-hmm. No. See, I couldn't understand French, and she couldn't have done nothing but French.
Oh. So you couldn't really say much to each other?
No, but I did learn quite a lot of French from her.
Mm-hmm. Did your mother commonly refer to other things with a French name in the house?
No.
Did she make blood pudding?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
How was that made?
Well, I couldn't tell you. Blood, and cornmeal, I guess, flour.
No, you don't put no cornmeal in.
Yeah, I have to cook about that.
Mm-hmm.
You put milk in. You get to a certain temperature, keep it stirring all the time.
I know she used to catch the blood when they stuck the pig. Be out there to catch the blood. You'd have to hold the pig down.
Fresh blood, yeah.
Got done bleeding.
Mm-hmm.
I watched Mother make it, but I can't remember it, but it was good. I never ate any on what she made. I wouldn't eat any other.
Mm-hmm. What was New Year's like?
The what?
What was New Year's like? New Year's.
Meals?
New Year's.
New Year's?
No. First of the year, New Year's Day, New Year's Eve.
Oh, it was a happy time.
Mm-hmm.
Happy New Year. Everybody could afford to get drunk. Well, they would get drunk, but they'd get the feeling quite gay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the day for celebration. The French people especially.
They used to come to your house?
Yes, my mother's folks used to come every New Year's. Little breaks from Malone here.
Mm-hmm. Can you remember
this? The break that runs the garage. His grandfather.
Uh-huh.
My mother's brother.
Can you remember the songs they used to sing?
No. They didn't do much singing them days. Oh, once in a while a French song.
Would they dance?
Yeah. Dance jigs and dance, square dance. No around dancing them days. They could play a violin too.
Yeah. Fast. How long would New Year's last? Would it start on...
Oh, just one day.
Just one day?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How about Easter?
We didn't make so much of Easter. We used to have plenty of eggs, though. Plenty of eggs.
Did they talk about the Easter bunny like they do nowadays?
No. No, never think of a bunny then. If you used to buy eggs, you know, for 10 cents a dozen then, they used to eat eggs. You used to see a young fellow on the eyes who could eat the most eggs on Easter.
They used to color them? Ever?
Mm-hmm. All boiled eggs.
Mm-hmm. What happened on the 4th of July?
Well, they might get a bunch of firecrackers, shoot off. Them days you could buy a firecracker at any store. Little bunches, you know, firecrackers. 10 cents a bunch. Last you for an hour or so.
Mm-hmm.
And they had the big firecrackers. It would make quite a noise. But as far as celebrating, they never paid much attention to it.
They ever have a parade?
Yeah, no.
No.
Not in Westville.
Mm-hmm.
Had in Fort Calvin, I was in one Fort Calvin 1 year. Run a bicycle race down there. But I got beat. They had a lacrosse game down there at that time. The Indians played lacrosse.
Uh-huh.
Boy, that's a rough game. Did you ever see lacrosse?
They played at my college. It's quite a big thing there.
They do, eh?
Yeah.
That's a rough game if you want to make it rough.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Boy, them Indians, throw a ball seems all half a mile. Gracious. Fire them a long ways. I guess they play lacrosse down in St. Regis now.
Mm-hmm. I think they even make the lacrosse nets there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, imagine.
Mm-hmm.
What college did you go to?
I go to Hamilton, down near Utica.
At Clinton.
Mm-hmm.
I have a sister lives at Clinton. She's on Boyd Avenue, not very far from the college. One of her very dear friends is her son-in-law, I think it is. He's one of the professors or somebody at the college. Well, you just want to study and learn all you possibly can because it always will come in handy.
Mm-hmm. What church did you go to when you were living in Westville?
Methodist Church.
Mm-hmm.
His people were Catholic, and so were my people Catholic. But we're both Methodist.
Mm-hmm. You went to Catholic Church when you were younger?
Never went to Catholic Church. Mm-hmm. My folks lived 6 miles from the Catholic Church, and they never went.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, when I grew up, begun to go to Methodist Church in Westville when I was a kid, I've always been there. My folks never was against it.
They were good Catholics, though. The priest always came to the house. George, did your father and mother's?
Hmm?
Your father and mother were good Catholics.
Why, sure. A priest used to come up there once a year.
Yeah, once or twice a year he made a visit.
Or if they were sick, he'd come oftener. He was good about that.
If they had any money to give him.
But they always come up Easter, so they could make their Easter duty, they called it. Tell them what they'd done the past year, and if they could do it again next year.
What would people do when the priest came into the house?
When the priest came into the house?
Mm-hmm.
Just natural.
They'd welcome him as a rule.
Mm-hmm. Would they kneel down?
No, not right off.
Mm-hmm.
They always would before he went.
Uh-huh.
And say the rosary.
When the priest was there?
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. So if he went to several houses that day, he'd be saying the rosary several times?
Yeah. Yeah.
Did your mother have many religious pictures and crucifixes in the house?
Yeah, she had a set of prayer beads, too.
Mm-hmm. Did she say the rosary during Lent?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. At any other time?
No. Uh-huh. No.
We used to have to when I was little.
During Lent?
And eat the fast days. Wednesday was a fast day, and there was a lot of fast days during Lent. We used to eat so much fish, we couldn't get our clothes off from us. No, but I didn't like the fast days too well. And they observed them then. Nowadays they don't. No dancing during Lent, no card playing. Not supposed to during Lent. All those things are gone out the window.
Mm-hmm.
Too much so. There's been too many bars let down.
Mm-hmm. Did your mother get a palm leaf on Palm Sunday for the house?
Yeah.
Would she have holy water?
Yep, always.
How would they use that?
Well, every time they had the thunderstorm, they'd go around and sprinkle it in the window.
Mm-hmm.
About the only place I ever seen use it.
Mm-hmm. Would they light candles at certain times?
Yeah.
But your parents never went to the Catholic Church 6 miles away. They didn't object when you started going to the Methodist?
No. It's quite willing I should go to church, regardless.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But you didn't go to the Methodist as when you were very young.
Oh, I was 12 years old, probably.
Mm-hmm. Did they have a Sunday school then?
Mm-hmm. I used to go to Sunday school.
Uh-huh.
The church down there used to be packed full of people.
Mm-hmm.
Nowadays, you couldn't get a handful of
them. Was the Sunday school before or after the service?
Before.
Uh-huh. How would they conduct it? Would they pass out cards with scripture on it, things like that?
Yeah, or Sunday school paper, like our programs here.
Mm-hmm.
You belong with the Epworth League or not? Well, you know, but I don't know if you remember the Epworth League.
They never had it.
They used to have
in late
it here
years
in the
here.
Church, but it, mm-hmm. What is it they call it now?
The you MYF, know? They call it now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's the same as Epworth League, boss. I know George was a member for a long time, the Epworth League.
Mm-hmm.
I never joined it.
Did that meet in the church or in people's houses, the Epworth League?
Church, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Were the sermons longer in those days?
No.
Than they are now?
No, 1 hour.
Mm-hmm. Was your first job working at that butter factory?
Huh?
Was your first job working at the butter factory?
No. No, I worked in the butcher shop and grist mill before I worked in the butter factory.
Mm-hmm. Were the butcher shop and the grist mill together
mm-hmm.
in one building
mm-hmm.
and owned by the same man?
We used to do our own butcher.
Mm-hmm.
We used to butcher about, 100 head a week, sheep and calves and cows.
Mm-hmm.
Pigs. Yeah, a big slaughterhouse down Westville Center there.
Could you sell all that you butchered every week, or did you have to preserve it? You
used to bring it to Malone, the hindquarters.
I see.
And he'd run a meat cart mm-hmm. twice a week around the country.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever go on that meat cart?
No, never did.
Who was this man that owned the butcher shop?
Johnny Stewart.
Oh, yeah.
You know Ruth Meyer?
Yeah.
Well, her father.
Harold Stewart's father there from Costco.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Kenny's at Fort Goddard. We used to know them all.
Was there a different way of slaughtering each animal so the meat would be preserved the best way?
No, there's only one way, I guess, I know of. Just hit them in the head, a beef.
Mm-hmm.
And a lamb, we used to have a sawhorse with a trough sitting in it, put them right in there on their back and cut their throat. God, I used to hate to butcher lambs. We killed a lot of them, though.
It's hard on you?
No, I didn't mind it much then, but think of it
now. It makes you sick.
Yeah.
I don't remember how Dad killed the lambs at home. When I was a kid, we had sheep on our farm. We had mutton quite often, but I don't remember. I can't remember this killing, how he killed them.
Was that a fairly clean place? Would you have enjoyed eating the meat from there?
Well, we always kept it clean. We had running water there, and we
mm-hmm.
washed everything right down. Good shape.
Mm-hmm.
That is in the slaughterhouse, you know.
Yeah.
The government wasn't around giving you orders those days like they are now. Today you can't turn around but call yourself sore your own heart without the government stepping in. Telling you what you can do and what you can't do.
Mm-hmm.
With the farmers, it's the same way. They can't. They've got to abide by certain government rules or else.
Mm-hmm. Did you cut the meat up into steaks and then chops
mm-hmm.
and things like that?
Yeah. I had a big block in there, about 5 foot crossed. Big yellow block.
Mm-hmm.
And kept that clean. Used to make your own sausage.
Mm-hmm.
I had a hand grinder though. It didn't have an electric grinder.
What would they grind up for sausage?
Oh, beef and pork both.
Mm-hmm.
Well, grind up good meat.
Would they use the intestines for
no.
this?
No.
Sausage?
Or put it in a cloth bag.
Mm-hmm.
I used to work in a butcher meat market down in Ilium, where they put it in the intestine.
Mm-hmm.
They always put that blood pudding in parts, sections of the intestines. That is the inner part of the intestines.
Mm-hmm.
You take the outside off, and the inside is just like tissue paper. You
yeah. Yeah.
I've seen Mother clean them for that purpose.
Mm-hmm. Did they make head cheese at the butcher shop?
No.
Mm-hmm.
No.
And he worked for in a knitting mill in Clayville, New York. That's down south of Utica. So he's been a jack of all trades.
So's my father. Yeah, he's had about 15 different jobs.
Is that so?
Yeah.
Well, George has been in the meat shop, the grist mill, the butter factory, and the cotton mill, and then he worked in Ilion in the gun shop.
Remington Arms,
for until they, was it a strike or something?
What?
You were off from there for a while when you worked in the meat shop there. Was it because of a strike in Ilion?
No, I just sit down for inventory.
I know they shut down for something. He wasn't there very long.
Yeah, I went right to meat market for a bottle of meat. He said, I'll take you on any day. I went there and used to go out, take orders, you know, and go back, put them up, deliver them. I used to like that job pretty well.
The meat market?
Yeah.
They used to do that here in Malone, you know. The meat market, the men that run meat market. They went out in the morning and they got their orders from their customers and had their meat delivered. I remember my sister used to always trade to the Creor boys. They always came every morning to get the order for meat.
Now everybody's got a telephone. They telephone their orders. They don't have to go around and get them.
That's another change that's been made.
What would they charge for a beefsteak in those days when you were working in the meat market?
$0.25 probably less.
35, 40 cents, I guess. For the best.
Would men from the meat market deliver it to the houses?
Yeah.
In town?
Yeah.
What did people buy mostly from the meat market?
Oh, God, I don't know. I wouldn't know.
Was there much of a market for liver and tongue and kidney, things like that?
No, I don't think so. Down in Westville, while we did our butchering, we used to give the livers away. Beef liver. Never gave much lamb or pork liver away.
How long did you work there at the butcher shop?
Well, I was there 5 years. Butcher and the grist mill, and he owned the both of them, see? And also Big Garden, which I used to spend quite a lot of time in.
How big was his garden?
Oh, half acre.
Did he sell produce from that?
No. No, he had a big family, Stewart's did.
I see.
And he had I'd have 6, 7.
Yes, more than that. Even though I guess more.
Yeah, he used to make cider too. We had cider mill down there. Another thing I didn't tell you.
What was the cider mill like?
Well, it was built right out over the river. It was a regular building, and fetched their apples there. And they had a big roller and a place to put it in, like about like this chair, you know. Empty them down in here. There's a big roller there full of nails.
Full of nails?
Full of nails. Put the apples in there to grind them all up and into this tub and the pulp. And they'd take it out of there and they had a press of a 5 foot by 4. And a big burlap. They lay it on there and put the pulp on there and fold the burlap over and put a slat, wooden slat, over that and put another one on. They'd put 3 sometimes. Then they had a big press to screw down, see? Keep pushing that pulp down and the cider run out into the tub. Then they dig it in the tub and put it in the barrel. with a big funnel.
Was that cider or just apple juice?
Well, it's apple juice, but it's still cider. That's what they call it. Apple juice is what they call cider.
It don't stay unless it's boiled. You would make it.
You throw the pulp right down the bank, right down the bank of the river.
Would it stink after a while?
No, never stink. But it goes right in the river. I don't know if there's any.
Today, that's what.
They wouldn't let you do that nowadays.
Was there any pollution from the butcher shop that went into the river?
No. Never smell even anything down there.
How'd they prevent it from smelling? The butcher shop.
It's just water carrying it away.
Mm-hmm. How did the old-fashioned grist mill work before they put in the steel grinders?
The big stones.
Yeah. Did they, what did they grind out there? Grain that people brought them?
Yeah, grain, wheat, make flour out of it. Mm-hmm. Buckwheat, make buckwheat flour. Had a big sieve. Well, it was cloth, different, fine, coarse, middle finer, finer, four different grades. And as this goes around, it's got a slope to it, see?
Yeah.
When it gets way down there, you've got the finest flour. Right here is your coarse.
Yeah.
Medium, fine. Mm-hmm. That thing's going all the time that you're grinding, the little elevators. Fetch it up and throw it in there. You take it out way down at the lower end there, your best buckwheat flour.
Where did the wheat come from that they used?
Well, they raised it around Westville there.
George, did they make
not much wheat. We didn't get much wheat. More buckwheat and corn. They used to use corn that way too.
So they'd have cornmeal
yeah.
and buckwheat flour.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Cornmeal was. There isn't the taste to it.
We had a sieve there too, working like this all the time. The corn is going over it. You get the finest of your cornmeal there.
Mm-hmm. But they made very little white flour from wheat there. Not very much of that.
It wouldn't be quite as white as flour you're getting now. A little dark.